朋友，我是活在耶稣里福音网站的玛丽姐妹，欢迎来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是刘传章牧师，愿神仆人的讲道信息能帮助你认识主耶稣，并能相信主耶稣，得到属天的福分。
昨天晚上我们有机会听一些开始的时候在这里服侍的长老弟兄姐妹来分享神怎么样带领我们教会的开始。
And last night we had the opportunity to hear some of the older elders sharing with us their service at the early days.
也给我们有机会来回顾上帝过去三十年的带领跟祝福。
And it afforded us the opportunity to look back on how God has guided and blessed this church.
那今天早晨我们不想再停留在过去。
But this morning we don't want to stay where in the past.
我们知道上帝要继续带领我们向前走。
Because we know that God's going to lead us forward.
也我们相信上帝也给我们意向，让我们能够往前更迈步。
And our trust in God is that He will continue to give us visions for the development of the future.
我们中国人说三十而立。
And in the Chinese saying that by the time you're 30, you should be well established.
就是说三十以后我们才算是成人。
In other words, that is when you turn into a true adult.
那当中国人讲而立的时候，我们立什么？
When the Chinese talk about establish, what does it really mean?
可能我们要立功。
And maybe it's to establish some career marks.
有人三十岁已经很成功。
Some are very successful by the age of
30. 可能是要立德。
Maybe it's they want to establish some kind of legacy.
你是一个很有品格的人。
That you are a man of strong character.
你是一个成熟的人。
You're a mature person.
或者说你要立言。
Or you want to leave something in writing.
你要留下一些的话语能够对后代有所影响。
You have something to say that will influence generations to come.
但是我想作为一个基督徒，这些都不是我们追求的要点。
But as Christians, I honestly don't believe those are what we should pursue.
在圣经里面有一个人是我们所敬仰的，就是使徒保罗。
One character that we honor and respect a great deal in the Bible is the Apostle Paul.
保罗一生有三个重要的立志。
Paul has made a decision to achieve three things in his life.
那这三次的用圣经的用字，一次是目标。
And one time he used the term goal.
那有两次是讲到野心 ambition.
And the other two times he used the term ambition.
而是说保罗在他一生里面有目标有野心。
In other words, Paul did have his goals, he did have his ambition.
那中文圣经翻作三个立志。
And in the Chinese Bible, it said Paul set his mind on these three things.
那这三个立志是什么？
And what are they?
第一个他说我要立志讨主的喜悦。
First, he said, I'm determined to please God.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个多么重要的立志，要立志一生一世来讨主的喜悦。
What an important desire.To please God for the rest of your life.
第二，他说我要立志做安静人。
And second, he said, I'm determined to be a quiet person.
那我想这个立志在我们今天的这个时代里面更是需要。
I think that kind of determination is even more needed in our day and age.
如果我们反省一下我们自己的生活。
If we reflect upon our own lives,
我们只有一个字来描述。
We can only describe it with one word.
就是忙。
And busyness.
我们整天就是忙忙忙。
And we're busy and busy and busy.
有多少的基督徒有时间安静在神的面前？
How many Christians can say they find time to be quiet before God?
我们没有安静的时间，我们生命不会成长。
Without the quietness, our lives would not grow.
保罗说要立志做安静人。
But Paul said, why I'm set my mind to be quiet.
保罗第三个立志是
And the third thing he set his mind on.
他说我曾定了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音。
So I have determined not to preach the gospel where the name of Christ has already been proclaimed.
所以保罗有一个心志是要向未得之民来传福音。
That's why he set his mind to preach the gospel to the unreached.
我发现保罗的这三个立志。
And to me, I realized that when Paul, with Paul's three desires,
刚好也是我们今天要跟大家一起思想的问题。
Happen to be the three things that I would like to share with you this morning.
当我们面临着教会进入30年，超过30年的时候，
As we mark the 30 year of the church,
我们在神面前寻求说，在未来的年日里面，上帝要带领我们做什么。
We've been seeking God's will, said that, what are you going to do through us in the days to come?
所以去年11月的时候，我们成立了一个意向策划委员会。
And that's why last November, we set up a vision planning committee.
那这个委员会里面包含了所有我们教会各堂会的弟兄们
and they represented all the congregations of the church.
有青年，有少年，有英语堂，有粤语堂，有国语堂。
They come from the Mandarin, the English, the Cantonese congregation, as well as the young adults and the youth.
从不同的角度来寻求等候，到底上帝要我们在未来的年日里面做什么？
So we search through all perspectives.And trying to find out what exactly God wants us to do.
那经过八个多月的时间，一起商讨，一起祷告，一起切磋，我们有今天早晨要跟大家思想我们所得到的一个简单的初步的结果。
And after 8 months of searching, praying, and working together, we have a draft of the plan that we're going to share with you this morning.
我们相信上帝要。这样我们来寻求神来带领我们这样走前面的道路。
And I believe this is how God wants to use us to in search of His will for the days to come.
我们有一个很简单的、很容易记的一个所谓的口号。
We have a motto that this should be very easy to remember.
那就是三一五
，and that's 3-1-5.
所以我希望每一个弟兄姐妹从今天开始，我们都能够记得这个数字，就是315。
So those are the numbers I'd like to you to remember from this day forward. It's 3-1-5.
现在我简单的介绍给大家。315是什么
？And I want to briefly explain what they represent.
那这边所要讲的，有些是新的，有些是旧的。
Some of the stuff we're going to share with you are probably old, quote unquote. Others are new.
有的是可以改变的，有的是不可以改变的。
Some are bound to change, but some are not going to change.
这些都是根据圣经来的。
But they all come from the biblical principle.
首先我们要讲三是什么
？What is three？
那我们根据马太福音第28章
，According to Matthew chapter 28。
16节到20节
from verse 16 through 20
那这个是上帝给我们看见主耶稣基督给我们教会的方向跟目标
and that is the direction and goal that Jesus Christ has given the church
那这个不是任何新的东西
this is nothing new
那这个历史已经有2000年
and it's actually 2000 years old
2000年来神的教会都要走这条路
and throughout the 2000 years The church of God has been walking down this path.
今天我们继续来强调这个观念。
Today we're merely re-emphasizing this point.
那这个三是什么？
So what is three?
我们有些弟兄姐妹已经背下来。
And some of the brothers just already memorized.
第一个是高举基督。
First is the exaltation of Christ.
那马太福音第28章17也说，他们见了耶稣就拜他。
And here it says, when the disciples, when they saw him, they worshipped him.
那这个是我们所有侍奉的一个焦点。
And that is the focus of all our ministry.
我们的生命只有一个目标，就是要高举耶稣基督。
And there's only one target, one goal in our life, that's to exalt, to lift up Christ.
或者说是我们最高的目标。
That's probably the supreme goal.
那刚刚我讲到保罗有一个立志。
We just said that Paul has set his mind on this.
他是要立志讨主的喜悦。
To please the Lord.
那如果我们的生命里面高举基督的话。
If we indeed exalt Christ in our lives.
那肯定我们是讨主的喜悦。
Then for sure, we are heading in that direction of pleasing Him.
我们生活的一切计划目标都是以主为中心。
And everything we do and plan our lives will center around that theme.
那在大使命里也告诉我们说凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
And in the Great Commandment, it also says that everything that I have commanded you, you will teach them to obey.
那这边特别讲到教导 teaching.
And here you talk about the word teaching.
那我们基督徒的生命需要教导。
Our lives need to be taught.
我们需要上帝话语的滋润。
We need the nourishment of the Word of God.
我们需要认识神的道。
We need to know His Word.
我们的生命要充满神的话语。
Our lives ought to be filled with His Word.
我们要将神的话藏在我们的心中。
We want to internalize His Word.
所以我们每一个人需要受造就。
And that's why we all need to be taught His Word.
这也是我们教会从圣经里面寻找到的目标，就是造就信徒。
And that's why the exhortation of the believers is our second goal.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹在神的话语上下功夫。
We encourage brothers and sisters to spend time in this word.
自己读圣经。
And to study the word on your own.
在主日学读圣经。
And study the word in the Sunday school.
在细胞小组里面研读圣经。
And to study the word in your cell
group meeting. 还有其他的时候我们来研读圣经。
And there are other times too.
让神的话来造就。
So that we may be edified by his
word. 也让我们弟兄姐妹彼此之间互相造就。
And that's why how we can edify one another.
使我们在基督里成长。
So that we can all grow in the Christ.
这是我们第二三这个三的里面的第二个。
So this is the second part of the number three.
第一个是高举基督。
First is the exhortation of Christ.
造就信徒。
The second one is the exhortation of the believers.
第三个是普世宣教。
The third one is evangelization.
马太福音第28章19节说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And that's why Matthew 28:19 says, Therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
在做门徒之前，我们必须要信基督。
Before we can become a disciple, we have to first believe in Christ.
人要信基督，我们信的人必须要去。
For others to believe, we who must go and then preach.
所以你们要去。
Therefore we must go.
那这是我们教会的一个重要的目标。
And that's a vital target of our church.
就是要把人拆出去。
And that's to send people out.
去把耶稣基督告诉别人。
And to tell others of Jesus.
我们说普世宣教。
We talk about worldwide evangelization.
我们也说广传福音。
We talk about spreading the gospel locally.
这个包括远跟近。
And that covers both near and far.
所以这是我们教会的三个大的方向。
So those are the three key target areas of our church.
高举基督。
The exaltation of Christ.
造就信徒。
The exhortation of believers.
广传福音。
And the evangelization.
那如果我们每天都能够记得这三件事情。
If we can remember these three things every day.
我相信我们已经有20年的时间讲这个题目。
And I think we've been talking about this for almost 20 years.
我们教会的那个标志 logo 上面也是这三句话。
Because that's what you see on the logo of our church.
高举基督，造就信徒，服事宣教。
The exaltation of Christ, the exhortation of believers, and the evangelization.
这也是主耶稣基督给我们的大使命。
And that is the great commandment.
马太福音28:16-20.
In Matthew 28:16-20.
那这个意思是什么？
And what does it mean then?
我们怎么样能够用一句话来把我们想要做的事情告诉大家。
How can we convey all we want to tell you in just one simple word?
我们这个意向委员会的八九位弟兄还有长老们一起来讨论的时候。
When the visions committee, including all the elders and pastors, when they gather to discuss all these,
我们采纳了四个英文字。
And we adopted four words in English.
那翻成中文比较多几个字。
Well, in Chinese, it's actually a few more characters.
但是是根据圣经里面的一句话。
But they all come from one word in the Bible.
主耶稣说，盗贼来乎是要偷窃抢劫。
And Jesus said, the thieves come to steal and to rob.
我来了是要叫羊得生命。
But I come that you may have life.
并且使他们得了更丰盛。
And have it more abundantly.
所以这句话的意思就是我们希望教会能够做到一件事情。
And in other words, we want the church to be able to do one thing.
就是要有更多的基督徒。
And that's to have more Christians.
还有更好的基督徒。
Better Christians.
我们不光是要有基督徒。
Not just Christians.
我们不光是要有生命。
Not just life.
我们要有更丰盛的生命。
But more abundant life.
那当我们想到这句话的时候。
When we think about this word.
我们必须要坦白承认。
We must confess honestly.
今天在教会里面我们许多的基督徒是很软弱的。
That many Christians in the church are still weak.
我们很多基督徒是经不起风浪的。
That they would not withstand the beating of the storm.
对不对？有一点点小事情，我们的信仰就摇动了。
And anything could hit them, they became shaken up.
所以我们需要不光是有生命。
We need to have more than just life.
我们要有更丰盛的生命。
We need the abundant life.
我们不只是要去传福音，使人得救。
We don't just want to go out and preach the gospel and bring others to Christ.
我们更需要他们得胜得赏。
We want them to be victorious.
他们变成更坚强的基督徒。
To be stronger Christians.
所以这句话我们怎么样来说呢？
So how do we express?
我们以引领更多的人成为基督徒，并成为好的基督徒，来达成神给我们的目的，来荣耀神。
Our job is to produce more Christians and better Christians by helping them at achieving what their God-given purpose in life.
是为着上帝的荣耀
，for the glory of God。
换句话说，我们每一个人已经信主的人
，in other words, every one of us who's already a believer，
我们要再带别人信主。
When we need to bring others to Christ。
我们带了别人信主之后
，and then
还不够
，that's not enough。
我们还要使他们成为更好的基督徒。
We want to help them to be better Christians。
那等一下我们就会讲这个更好的基督徒。是什么样的结果？
And we'll talk about that later.
我们知道每一个人在信主的初期，我们是一个热心的基督徒。
We all know that at the beginning stage, as Christians, we were zealous.
我们的生命必须要晋升。
That we know that we need to grow deeper.
我们必须要更多的向神委身。
We need to make more commitment.
所以我们要怎么样来达成这一个意向的方向？
So how do we make the step?
我们怎么样能够有更多的基督徒？
How can we have more Christians?
我们怎么样有更好的基督徒？
How can we produce better Christians?
那我们就谈到我们讲了三，我们讲了一，现在我们要讲五。
So we talk about the three, we talk about the number one, and now we talk about five.
那我们要从五个管道来跟大家思想，跟一起来同工，来达成上帝给我们的这个意向目标。
I want to share with you these five channels, conduits that we can use to help our brothers and sisters to achieve what we just talked about.
那这个也是我们从保罗的生平里面看到上帝怎么样用他的生命。
And this is also where we saw how God used Paul's life.
我们在《使徒行传》第二十章第十七节到二十四节。
And if we look at the Acts 20, chapter 17.
我们从第十七节念到第二十四节。
Acts 20:17.
保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。
From Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church.
他们来了，保罗就说：“你们知道，自从我到亚细亚的日子以来。”在你们中间始终为人如何？
When they arrived, he said to them, You know how I lived the whole time I was with you, from the first day I came into the province of Asia.
侍奉主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害经历试炼。
I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, although I was severely tested by the plots of the Jews.
你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说的，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们。
You know that I've not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but I've taught you publicly and from house to house.
又对犹太人和希利尼人证明当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。
I've declared to both Jews and the Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus.
我现在往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事。
And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there.
但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁与患难等待我。
I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的直视，证明神恩惠的福音。
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. If only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
那在这里我们看到保罗提到了五件事。
Here, Paul mentioned five things.
那第一件事情是保罗讲到 evangelism。
The first one is the word evangelism.
他说，不论犹太人和希腊人，我都已证明他们当在上帝面前悔改，信靠我们的主耶稣。
And he said, doesn't matter whether it's the Jews or the Gentiles, and this is our job to bring them to the repentance of and to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
保罗对犹太人有负担。
Paul has a great burden for Jews.
保罗对外邦人也有负担。
But he also has a great burden for the Gentiles.
保罗是被称为外邦的使徒。
He is called the apostle of the Gentiles.
但是他不只是向外邦人传福音。
But he did not only preach to Gentiles.
他也向犹太人传福音。
Because he also preached to Jews.
他不光是向犹太人传福音。
He not only preached to Jews.
他也向外邦人传福音。
But you can turn around and preach to the Gentiles.
他不分哪一国人。
It doesn't matter to him.
那在我们传福音的心态里面，
And in our mindset of evangelism,
我们需要超越种族的这种概念。
We need to cross the border of the racial borders and all these.
所以我们传福音要分两部分。
So there are two parts to our evangelism.
一部分是本地。
One is the local.
那本地可能是你的骨肉之亲。
And that could be your blood brothers.
但是侨居在海外的华人。
These are the Chinese settlers overseas.
我们不只是对中国人。
Not just the Chinese, though.
我们所面对的是更多跟我们不同种族的人。
Because we face different people groups, different races.
那神今天让我们在美国。
Today, God allowed to dwell in this country.
当然到目前为止这个教会还是以中国人为主。
For sure, this church, up to this point,Still focus on the ministry to China.
那是因为语言的关系。
Because of language.
我们说广东话。
We speak Cantonese.
我们说普通话。
We speak 普通话。
所以那些不听不懂的人不能参与我们。
So those who do not know these dialects, they could not join us.
但是我们也有说英语的。
But we also have English
speaking. 我们不光是有一个英语的。
Not just one.
我们有三个英语的。
We have three of them.
青年、少年、成人。
We have the youth, the young adult, and the adult.
所以我们的市场是很广大的。
And so our market is indeed very broad.
我们在这个社区里面，在这个国家里面。
In this community, in this country,
我们的 evangelism, 我们的布道不只限于我们自己华人。
Our evangelistic effort should not be limited just to our own people group.
除非因为语言的限制。
Unless there's the barrier of language.
就算有语言的难处。
Even so,
我们也要突破这个难关。
We need to break through that barrier.
我这个夏天到中国去的时候
This summer when I went to China,
到一个少数民族的村落里面
I was in the village of a minority tribe.
在一个博物馆里面看到一个很多很多的图片跟这个文章
And in the museum I saw a lot of pictures and the articles on display.
在很早的时候在这个世上一个世纪初的时候
and in the early part of the last century,
已经有外国人到这个少数民族里面
we already saw foreigners coming to this minority group.
在那个村落拿西这个族里面住了27年
who lived in this tribe called Nasi for 27 years.
我最近再看戴德生的传记
And recently, I reread Hudson Taylor's biography.
这本书我要特别介绍。
And I want to make an introduction to this book.
我在香港的时候碰到戴绍曾牧师。
Because I've met the James Taylor the third in Hong Kong.
他就把这本书交给我。
And he handed me the
book. 他说你要把这本书带到中国去。
He said, you must take this book to China.
我翻一翻看，我说这个书太棒了。
And I thought that's a great book.
我想我自己要。
I keep it for myself.
所以他说你要的话也可以
Is that all right?
但是我又想他说要我带着中国所以不好意思
But since he always said he wanted me to take to China so
所以我就带到中国去
So I did that
就他要我交给一个弟兄
He wanted me to give it to a brother
所以我们就交给那个弟兄
So I did that
我刘师母特别告诉这个陈太太说哎呀，我们也很喜欢这本书
And Mrs. Liu told this lady said Miss ChenWe really like that book too.
所以这个姐妹呢就在中国的地方去找。
So this lady, the sister, she went out searching.
结果她发现在书店里面找到这本书。
And lo and behold, in the bookshop, she found another copy.
你知道这本书是谁出版的吗?
You know who published that book?
人民日报社。
And that's a People's Daily.
弟兄姐妹，你是国内来的，你知道《人民日报》《日报》是什么报
？And you know what People's Daily means?
跟大公报差不多，哈。
And it was kind of like a 大公。
他看到上帝今天做工，说《人民日报社》来出版戴德生的自传。
And today, we are in a day and age where the People's Daily, a government agency, publishing the biography of Hudson Taylor. So I bought another book that I want to tell you about.
The story of Christianity. 基督教的历史故事。那这本书翻成中文。
And that book, the story of Christianity,
是台湾翻的。
Translated into Chinese.
现在在国内以简体字出版。
But now it's republished in simplified characters in China.
你知道是谁出版的吗?
You know who published it?
北京大学出版社。
Peking University.
不是基督教的出版公司。
Not the private or Christian publisher.
那我讲这些就是看到神今天在做奇妙的工作。
And I mentioned these to illustrate how God's been doing wonderful work.
我讲这位宣教士就是在中国住了27年。
And I mentioned the missionary who spent 27 years with the minority tribe.
戴德生把一生献给中国。
And Hudson Taylor himself gave his life to China.
他不会开始不会讲中国话。
He did not start out speaking Chinese.
还是在中国学了中国话。
He learned the language.
穿中国的衣服。
He put on the Chinese dress.
中国人传福音。
And preaching to the Chinese.
今天我们的思想。
And today, when it comes to our thinking,
不要再局限于中国人
we must not limit ourselves to the Chinese.
主耶稣说要往普天下去
And Jesus Christ said, go into all the world.
在一个多世纪以前
over a century ago,
西方人已经到中国的少数民族去传福音
Westerners already came to China to live among the minorities.
二十一世纪
Today we are in the 21st century.
我们有没有人愿意？中国人，你愿不愿意到中国的少数民族不讲你的话的地方去做宣教士，将你的一生埋在那里
？As Chinese, do we have people willing to give your life literally to go to a minority that do not speak the same dialect.
玛丽兰中华圣经教会有前途吗？
Is there a future for the Chinese Bible Church of Maryland?
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。